Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
Good morning. Good to be back with you all here at Tresvant. If you are a guest this morning, we will let you know that you are honored guests, and we invite you to stick around for a moment after services and let us get to know you better. I also invite you to investigate the Church of Christ. If you have a question as to why we do things the way that we do it, or want to know anything else about the Bible, there are plenty of men and women here that would be thrilled to share that with you. So I invite you to stick around and just get to know us better. The word we're going to talk about this morning and what we're going to have on our minds while we study this morning is messages. We're constantly surrounded by messages. You leave this church building this morning and hop in your vehicle and turn the radio, you're going to get messages on the radio. You sit down and watch Sunday afternoon football, there's going to be messages that you see, people encouraging us to buy this or to think this way or to act this way. So as we read the scripture and I speak this morning, I want you to have the thought of messages on your mind. There is a recent study conducted at an evangelical Christian school that asked the students there their thoughts and opinions on certain matters. 46% of the students surveyed stated that they believe that preaching on hell to non-believers was distasteful. 30% of the students who were surveyed claimed to be born-again Christians, but at the same time believed that those who lived a good life and were honest people would go to heaven regardless of their decision to obey the gospel. 10% of these students claimed that they believed that the concept of sin was outdated. I ask you this morning, if we fail to preach the entire will of God or the entire counsel of God, are we spreading the full truth? Acts 20, verses 27, well, we'll start in 20, going through about 30. We see here that Paul is speaking with the Ephesian elders, and he tells them there's a common word that comes up, I believe in verse 20 and verse 27. Paul says that time and time again that he did not shrink from telling the truth unto others. And I was just thinking and pondering moments before I come up here of this word shrink. Without hesitation, we're failing to not do something. We start to do something, and at the very last moment, we shrink and shy away. We don't want to say something. We decide against what we were going to talk about. And Paul is speaking to the elders here, and he's saying, when I come into your area, I didn't shy away from telling the truth. And, you know, at one time, these men who are now great servants of God and serving in an eldership role, they didn't know God. So what would happen if Paul decided to shrink? He decided to hesitate and, well, I'm not going to spread that portion of the gospel that might offend these men in this area. If me and you were neighbors, and I come out front porch with my coffee one morning and I observed your house was on fire, how would you want me to inform you that your house was burning? Would you want me to call you and say, Mr. and Miss so-and-so, I observe the infrastructure rising in temperature. The spontaneous combustion is imminent, and destruction is on the way. You would respond and say, Blake, what are you talking about? you would want me to say, Mr. and Mr. So-and-so, your house is on fire, and you need to get the officials here right away, or you're going to lose everything that you know. This is a touchy subject, but it makes my point. The Tennessee Vols came up a little bit short yesterday. I believe they lost 27-24. Well, what if you didn't get to watch that game, and you wake up this morning, you turn on ESPN, and they show the highlights, the biggest plays from the game, and then right there at the fourth quarter, they shut it off and they change it to the next game. You get frustrated and you call the officials up at ESPN and you say, hey, I was watching my Vols highlights and I didn't even see how the game ended. What's going on? And then the ESPN people told you, well, we thought that that might be a little discouraging and distasteful to the Vol faithful, so we didn't show it. You know, these are extreme examples, but we do this all the time. I say we, the Christian faith does this all the time in saying, well, this concept and this theory, this topic is controversial, and so we're not going to preach on it. We're going to leave it out, and we don't want to have our followers leave the church building today with a bad taste in their mouth. We don't want to step on any toes. So, you know, we think it's humorous with the sports and all, but, you know, it happens. It happens in our faith. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 2 says, do not add what I command you and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. Whether we like to hear it or not, we are going to be judged by the full law of God. This book that many of you have right now in your hands is our law. It is the roadmap to life, as I like to compare it. And this is what we're going to be judged by. If you leave this church building today and you take off down the road and you're going 60 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour zone and you get pulled over and you say, well, Mr. Officer, I felt like going 60 today. It just suits me better. I got things to do. So, you know, that's just my excuse. I need to go 60 today. You can go 60 miles per hour. Nothing is stopping you from doing that. However, what's going to happen? You're going to get a ticket from Mr. Officer, and he's going to send you on your way. And that is the same concept with the law of God. The Bible says that all will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Revelations 22 and verse 19, it says, and if anyone takes away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God will take away his share from the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. Timothy 2, chapter 4 and verses 2 through 3 tells us, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. This phrase, in season and out of season, before I really studied it, I didn't understand what that meant. The phrase in season and out of season means that we are to preach the word that's going to put a smile on everyone's face and makes us happy and excited, but we're also encouraged and instructed to tell the truth and to spread the full gospel, even if it steps on some toes and aggravate some people. I was told once by a preacher to simply proclaim the word of God in order to put a smile on his face and to not worry about everyone else's reaction. As long as we're spreading or aiming to spread the entire will of God, and the planting that seed, then that's all we can ultimately do. We plant the seed, God will give the increase. Our scripture reading this morning was from James 5 and 20. It says, anyone who brings back someone who's wandered away, it's a big blessing. It's a big blessing to the person. It's a big blessing to us. Everyone that's sitting in this church building, somebody contributed and spread that message of truth to you so that you might know the truth. And now it is our duty and our obligation to continue spreading that word. There are churches and there's messages out there that will tell you whatever you want to hear. If you want a church that encourages riding your motorcycle, there's probably a church out there. There's a church for anything and everything that you want. To close, earlier this week I had heard some news that was very surprising and disturbing to me. There was a 11 and a 12-year-old girl in the state of Florida who had planned to bring knives to school and actually went forward to bringing those knives to school, and they planned on murdering their classmates and drinking their blood. And it said they were doing this to serve Satan. And what was shocking to me is that these are 11 and 12-year-old little girls that should be mostly innocent. Where did they hear this? Where did they get this idea from? And that the answer to that is somebody told them. Somebody spread that message to them. There are ears out there that are going to take in a message and they're going to follow a message, whether it be X and O church or it be the Church of Christ. There are people that are going to listen to a message. And I was reading in your bulletin this morning, it defines the word priority. And the definition of priority, according to this pamphlet here, is that it is the fact or condition of being regarded or treated as more important than others. So, spreading the word of God, most of us have obeyed the gospel at this point this morning. You know, that should be our top priority, is spreading it to others. We know the good news. We know the gospel. Our sins have been washed away by the blood of Christ. And our top priority should be spreading that to others. And it, you know, we can come up with every excuse possible not to. Well, so-and-so is my best friend, and he goes to so-and-so church, and I know that he'll disown me if I tell him the truth. You know, if they don't hear it from you, they don't hear it from us, then they might not ever hear it. Like I said, we have messages constantly. Every moment of the day, we are getting spreaded messages going in and out of our ears of everything. Let's spread the message of truth this upcoming week and make it a priority. If you need to come forward this morning and obey the full will of God by confessing and putting on Christ in baptism to walk in a newness of life, or if you have strayed away from that truth, we can pray for you and you can come back and walk with God this morning. So if anyone needs anything from our eldership or from us this morning, come forward as we stand and as we sing.